Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wide open phones throughout this three-hour broadcast today. Now into hour number two. We'll be getting more into the incredible intensifying global warming hype as record cold hits large areas of the United States. Over 160 inches of snow in some areas has fallen in the last 4 days. More on the Iran situation, more on the dollar. It's all coming up, and I'll do an analysis, a basic analysis of yellow journalism and some other important announcements coming later. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Tom in Indiana, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Happy Valentine's Day, Alex.
Well, happy Valentine's to you.
Hey, brother, you are America's sweetheart of the airwaves.
Oh, please, listen. I know everybody does that on talk radio, but I'm just an average fella, and I appreciate the support.
Hey, I got some encouraging news for you, your staff, and all the listeners.
Okay, tell me.
I received a letter from Ron Paul last Saturday thanking me for my $20 campaign contribution. This letter is dated February 7th, which was last Wednesday.
Oh, by the way, Ron Paul's on tomorrow.
Oh, great, great. Can I read it, Alex? Just three short
things. Sure, go ahead.
I want to get it right. It says, today CNN invited me to participate in the first in the national presidential primary debate to be held on April 4th at St. Anselm College in Manchester, New Hampshire. The debate will be moderated by CNN's Wolf Blitzer. It will be broadcast live from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time on CNN, CNN Radio, and CNN.com.
Great. They've been ignoring him, so this is a good start. We'll see if he stays on the debate roster. A lot of times they remove people.
Okay, and also I tried to email you with this information. As soon as I got it, I can't get through to tips at Infowars.com.
What's happening?
I just get that from Yahoo saying that they couldn't.
Yeah, you need to go to the web form that says contact us.
Right.
And you can just put it into the web form. We started getting, 5,000 emails a day, and it was crashing everything. So we're trying to go to those web forms there. But then a lot of people are unable to contact me because they don't know about that. But you can contact me through Infowars.com.
Gotcha. Hey, I've been riding a storm out here for 2 days. I thought that would be a good piece of music to put on your show. REO Speedwagon, riding a storm out.
Hey, that's all riders I got. On the storm into this life we're born.
No, that's Jim Morrison.
I know.
I was riding a storm out waiting for the fallout and a full moon night and a Rocky Mountain winter.
All right. Well, we'll check into that for you. It's REO Speedwagon, riding the storm.
Storm out. Hey, Alex, I just want you to know I'm praying for you, your family, and your staff every day. God bless you, brother. Keep up the work.
Well, I believe in it. I know it. I have faith in it, and it just helps keep the prayers going.
And I can skin a buck or run a trout line.
Hey, that's a good song for us to run. Hank Williams Jr.
There you go.
In fact, I'm going to get him to download that, and we'll play that for you today. REO Speedwagon. We'll play a little bit of it. REO Speedwagon, riding out the storm. And Hank Williams Jr., can't hold a candle to his late daddy, but we'll play Country Boy Can Survive. That's why they want to run us all off the land. All right. That's a sad thing about how we're losing our roots. My dad can fix a tractor. He can fix an alarm clock because he grew up on the farm where they did that. He can rope and ride and... Me, I can rope and ride a lot better than most people, but I can't even hold a candle to people like my daddy or my uncle who lives out there on the family ranch in East Texas. And I just, that's what I'd really be doing. I'd probably just be doing ranch management and shredding and driving a tractor and having a big old organic truck farm. That's the kind of, I'd be doing what Hutton Gibson did out in Australia. Yeah, I've got the land to do it, but I just can't. And that's what I'd like to be doing. I'd like to be skinning a buck. I'd like to be running a trout line. But can't do it. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break to continue with your calls. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones. It's the one and only GCN Radio Network. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go right back to your phone calls. It's open phone lines on this live Wednesday edition. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Pittsburgh. Tim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
I wanted to ask you to clarify two things that I've heard in the past week. One, with regards to Chick Burlingame's daughter and the events that happened with the fire in her apartment building. I heard you say at the end of a conversation just something about it being firebombed. I wanted to know if any other information came out. I know there was an initial kind of mysteriousness to the reporting of it, but I hadn't seen anything since. And then secondly, I wanted to know, I heard when you were talking about mainstream media or mainstream people coming out and talking about 9/11, you mentioned Don Henley. And I noticed that his album Inside Job was released in 2000.
Now, that was about 6 months ago I said that, and I was corrected instantly and corrected that on air.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I heard you say it recently. But with regards to Chick Burlingame, I just want to know if you could maybe say if anything new had come out other than the initial.
Sure, let me answer that question for you. Chick Burlingame was the former military pilot who supposedly was flying Flight 77 and then it got hijacked in Hanyangjur and did this impossible maneuver and flew it into the building and the whole thing disappeared. But then Chick Burlingame's family was given his wallet. I mean, unburned. I mean, believe any of this. It's just a complete joke.
Where did you hear about the wallet?
Yeah. I'm gonna let you go. I appreciate your call. Let me comment on the part about his daughter. Let me comment on that. His daughter moved to New Jersey, what was it, like 4 months ago? She died. And I Googled it the other day, and on Google News, which just filters for news, nothing. I had the exact headline for the New York Daily News, but it didn't show up. It had been blocked. But then I typed it into Google Web, and links to that news article came up. I believe Paul wrote an article about this, and I only spent about 10 minutes looking for it because it came up in some behind-the-scenes conversations. I couldn't find the Newark paper and some of the others I'd read, but I did find the New York Daily News, and it said that firemen were saying it was very suspicious. Some of the other papers did report that she'd just gotten married in the last few months, that people heard yelling and screaming and what sounded like fighting, some type of fracas going on, and that there was just a very quick fire in a hallway that burned her to death, and she was unable to get out, and the police and firemen and others in those articles were saying that it was being investigated, that it was very suspicious. Then that got shut down, and now I can't even find most of those articles. I did find the New York Daily News that just had a mention of the firefighters saying it was suspicious, but nothing came of it. And yes, Chick Burlingame's daughter, you can see photos of her on the web and stuff, there at the funeral, she died, and she was involved in a steering committee of a foundation set up for some of the 9/11 victims. The whole thing is very, very suspicious that there was a small, contained, very hot fire that to me sounds like some type of foul play, or they've never told us what exploded, and her new husband got out, and we're very thankful that he made it out, because he needs to be questioned about exactly what caused it. But no, no follow-up. You'd think that there'd be follow-up. I said I did 10 minutes of research. I did about 30, actually. It's just unbelievable. Let's go ahead and take a call. Again, that's the daughter of Chick Burlingame, the pilot of Flight 77, which was all very mysterious, dying in a quick blast of fire in the hallway of her apartment with her new husband making it out. With the neighbors saying they heard a big, what sounded like some type of yelling and a fight going on. I don't know. That might need to be investigated. I don't know. The police and firemen at the time said it was very suspicious. And again, that was in the Newark paper. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in KC. Ken, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I don't speak that clear, so...
It's okay. Sound clear to me.
I wanted to mention on Sunday night, first of all, that they had a whitewash piece on DU, depleted uranium.
Was it a TV program about how it's nutritious for you, or...?
Yeah. And they were supposedly countering this argument that DU is killing all the troops and everything over there in Iraq.
Well, it's... Well, where did this air?
It was on CNN.
And they were, what, reporting that it wasn't true, that it was bad for the troops, or what were they saying?
They were saying it was good for the troops.
Because it knocks out the enemy.
Yeah.
And then they, what, had some scientists saying it wasn't bad for you, or what did they say?
Well, they said that they had a report from the military that DU is not that bad for you.
Well, do you have any further comments on that?
No. I want to mention, too, that they have an apartment complex here in Grandview. I live in Grandview, Missouri. And they have an apartment complex where they made everybody move out of the place so that they could make place for the low-income people.
Well, that's happening everywhere, and the main group that is the illegal aliens, they're given first dibs. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
We have the mining college documents. We have the geological survey documents. We have all these big federal documents from even the early 80s that we've read on air, that we've covered, where they say just mining uranium, which is not even purified, it's usually less than even 1% in the ore they dig out, causes massive lung cancer, just huge problems. And we've had top scientists, doctors, radiologists on the show, a whole bunch of them. We've, of course, probably 10 times or more had Dr. Doug Rocky, the former head of the Pentagon's entire DU program, who literally wrote the book on depleted uranium. It was a weapon developed in case the Soviets poured across in the 70s or 80s into Western Europe, and there was already a nuclear war going on. They would go ahead and pull out all the stops and use it for infantry and tank-killing helicopters and Abrams tanks to knock out the, what was it, 5-to-1 Russian superiority in armor. It was a weapon to be used basically during apocalyptic type situations. And then Israel started using it, and then the U.S. started using it, and they used it in Iraq in 1991. They used it in Serbia. They used it in Bosnia. They used it in Afghanistan and Iraq. Just tens of thousands of tons of it each case. The amount used in Iraq and Afghanistan, 44,000 A-bombs. The equivalent wasn't, it's either Hiroshima or Nagasaki size. And it's a deadly heavy metal, number one. Number two, it's a tiny particulate. And number three, it puts off a type of radiation that in the that cumulative effects are highly documented and deadly. And it just sits up against the cells. The worst area it hits is your lungs. And it just sits in the delicate lungs, and it penetrates into the deepest area of the lungs and is causing all sorts of problems and lung cancers. And just for them to get on the news and deny it is just, well, I mean, we've got the newscast where they say mercury is good for your brain. I mean, sodium and stannous fluoride is good for your brain. Next, jumping off a 1,000-foot cliff into spikes will be good for you without a parachute. Jump in a meat grinder, throw yourself into a, please don't, I'm being sarcastic, you know, into a wood chipper. I mean, it's just, I don't know what to say anymore. Let's go ahead and talk to Roger. No, it's Rodney in Texas. Rodney, good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I want to commend you, Alex, because you, and I'm not groveling to you, but every time I hear you try to correct many of the callers to call in and try to grovel and flatter you with being a great guy, you're very, very humble, and you take the position of giving all the credit to God. And it just reminds me of a scripture in Revelation 20 where the Apostle John fell down on his knees to an angel that had been sent to give him the vision, you know, of Revelation. And the angel told him, don't do that. Because all the credit goes to the Heavenly Father. And I think, you know, a lot of callers, I know they have good intentions, but I really commend you and appreciate how you try to tell them, just like that angel told John, you know, you don't want that creature worship. You've been with the ability and intellectual knowledge to get the truth out to a lot of people out there and save, in many cases, a lot of people's lives because of your accurate knowledge of current events that are going on. And I think God will remember you in his book of life for that and many others who take the same position.
Well, let me just be clear. Thank you, Roger, and I'll hold you over. We've got other issues you want to talk about, so I don't think I'm cutting you off here. But let me just say this. I know that I'm a fallen person. I know, and I try every day to be a good person and to be moral and do the right thing. And I can easily be killed, imprisoned, die in a car wreck, get cancer tomorrow. So it doesn't need to be all about Alex Jones. And I see that in the culture, and it's always disgusted me on talk radio. And I like people complimenting my work. I like people spreading my work. I like people being leaders in their own right. It's just, it doesn't feel right. I'm not mad at callers that tell me I'm doing a great job. It's just, I don't like how it feels for some reason. Because I don't have that high of a view of myself, and I don't need to be built up because I can be knocked down. It's about the movement. It's about standing up for what's right. It's about standing up for the weak. It's about standing up to bullies. It's about doing the right thing, and that's basically what I'm saying. Anything else, Rodney?
Oh, yeah, of course. I wanted to talk about some information that you discussed many months ago regarding Margaret Sanger.
Eugenics. Yeah, stay there. Stay there. Eugenics, sure. We'll be right back with Rodney in Texas, then we'll go to Brian and many others that are patiently holding open phones today. I will get into yellow journalism. I will get into a bunch of other news. But right now, it's open phones.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas, February 13, 2007, gold 667.90, ounce gold coins are 689.42, 346.80 for half, 173.40 for quarter ounce. That's 689.42, 346.80, and 173.40. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over 1/2 to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost 1/2 of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 objectives of international communism was to have America become involved in free trade? Without tariffs on cheaply produced foreign goods, our manufacturing base, which would not be able to compete, would be forced to move their manufacturing plants overseas or to Mexico. This would throw millions of workers out of work and completely destroy the middle class that has made America great. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 and request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly 1/3 of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go back to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, go ahead and get into your next point.
Yeah, I just want to say, many times, Alex, when you you bring up different subjects, like eugenics and Margaret Sanger, if people go out and they do a little research, they'll find out that many times the information that you share with us on the air is 10 times, some cases even 100 times even worse. And I recall many months ago when you were talking about Margaret Sanger and her disdain that she had for black people, and even with that she made the cover of Time magazine. I did a little research on her and found out that just like
and many other stories that you covered, it was 10 times worse than you had discussed on
the air. Well, see, that's the thing, is that I was up at 3 in the morning last night doing research. I mean, I really do my homework, and then there's no way to even disgorge all the knowledge here,
right?
Because this is what I do. And, yeah, she gave awards to Hitler, got awards. She wanted one-child policy. She wanted to sterilize all the minorities. And then they call her a loving liberal and defend her. And then you go into all the black communities, and they just love the Planned Parenthood. And you don't hear Jesse Jackson talking about that. And it's just so much bad stuff. I mean, tell us some of the stuff you discovered.
Well, it's just like what you were saying with Jesse Jackson and many other black leaders. Margaret Sanger, she started her eugenics program through a thing they called the Negro Project. And one of the reasons why she was quite successful in the Negro community during that time is because she used a lot of the black leaders, i.e. Jesse Jackson, even though he wasn't living.
Oh, yeah, she's a pioneer. She's a pioneer.
Yeah. And she used the black leaders to go into the black communities and convince black people, most especially unwed mothers, it wasn't called Planned Parenthood at that time. It was started out as Negro Project, that getting abortions and this sort of thing, that this was good so on and so forth. But, you know, the method, the modus operandi that she used back then is the same one that they still use today.
And she was their friend while she wrote books calling black people animals.
Right. So I just want to put that out there for a lot of people. A lot of black people are very familiar with the Tuskegee experiments, but when you compare that with the Negro Project, and Planned Parenthood, which
well,
is
that's why I mentioned Tuskegee, because
right
most people have heard about that. No, I mean, it's just there's thousands of horrors. You can't even learn about it all. I could be like a professor. That's all I studied was Margaret Sanger, and I couldn't learn all the evil she did in the 90 plus year life. You cannot learn all the evil they've done. It's so much. And then we tell the listeners that the globalists want to kill us and sterilize us. And I mean, because it's real, folks. I mean, this stuff is real.
Well, Planned Parenthood, I know you would agree, is probably many, many times worse than the Tuskegee. But most people,
I'd have to say hundreds of it's affected hundreds of thousands of times more blacks and everybody else, for that matter, than, yeah, the Tuskegee.
Right. And so, you know, this is the reason why I would encourage people, when they hear you speak on different topics, just do a little research, just a little ounce of research.
That's why I always say don't believe me. That's why I always say don't believe me, because they're going to go find out it's a lot worse than I even said.
And just one final point, Alex. God forbid anything does happen to you, but, you know, the information that you share with us is the truth. But we have to be just like the apostles when Jesus was unjustly murdered. We have to be able to bounce back from any unforeseen occurrence that may, and I'm saying God forbid anything happens to you or me or any other people who are out there trying to preach the truth and save lives. We have to be able to have the intestinal fortitude and the spiritual knowledge to be able to bounce back and go out there and be leaders. We shouldn't be out here doing human worship, because that wasn't what God put us on this planet to do anyway. But the bottom line is I just hope that you keep up the good work, not just you, but many others out there that listen to you.
Absolutely. Rodney, good to hear from you. We're out of time. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. You know, the movie V for Vendetta has a lot of problems, but overall it has some good messages in it. But it's V at the end, when he's taking down his archenemy, he explains that ideas are bulletproof, not people, but ideas. As I said on CNN, ideas are bulletproof. And it's about the ideas of liberty and dignity and freedom. And those ideas are eternal. And truth and goodness will win out. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna leave you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Attention, this is an urgent debt fast. Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Shelly, you look
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I think it's something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N, dot.
It. You got it. We'll play part of this song, and then we'll go right back to your calls. Stay with us.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. And a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine. And country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve about and you can't make a run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the West. Sky.
in a bus, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive. Country can't stomp about and you can't make a run, 'cause we're them old boys raised on shotgun. We say great, we say man, and you ain't into that, but don't give a damn.
We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Well, I think that song says it all, and that's why they've got the Trans-NAFTA highways, 83 of them. That's why they've got the Trans-Texas corridors. That's why they want to wall off all the rural areas. The animal ID is meant to destroy rural communities. And there is an exodus. We saw the urbanization in the last 100 years going from a rural population to a city population in massive control. And now we see a reverse exodus of populations out of the cities and going back to the land. And that is scaring the New World Order big time. Let me get into, well, I'll tell you what, Todd, I actually skipped him. I'm going to go to Todd, then we'll go to Brian, Justin, Dave, Andrew, and others. But I promised to get into yellow journalism. So first we're going to play this Keith Olbermann clip, a part of it. And notice he goes into the history of Hearst Publishing, as we have many times. And then I'm going to comment on yellow journalism and the build-up to a possible war with Iran and the ramifications of that. And how Hearst Publishing ran the hit piece on the 9/11 Truth Movement. They are the standard in government operations. Here it is, Keith Olbermann.
The telegram is part of American history. The U.S. battleship Maine exploded in Havana Harbor in 1898, and the infamous yellow journalist William Randolph Hearst, Orson Welles' model for Citizen Kane, immediately had his newspapers pin the blame on Cuba's Spanish masters. Hearst and the Hearst papers insisted this country should attack Spain, and anticipating the conflict, the publishing giant sent the famous illustrator Frederick Remington to Cuba to draw the pictures of the battles there. From Havana, Remington telegraphed Hearst that he couldn't find any war in Cuba. "You furnish the pictures," Hearst telegraphed back. "I'll furnish the war." Our third story in the countdown tonight, imagine if William Randolph Hearst had owned a cable television network. The first admission from the evil overlord of Fox, Rupert Murdoch, that his news operation tried to lead America into the war in Iraq. Mr. Murdoch's remarkable confession coming at last month's annual meeting of the World Economic Forum in Davos in Switzerland. First, Murdoch bemoaning how big media has lost much of its power to set agendas to things like blogs and news sites on the Internet. Then panel moderator Charlie Rose following up with a question about whether News Corp had managed to shape the agenda on the war in Iraq, to which Mr. Murdoch answered, quote, "No, I don't think so. We tried." Follow-up answer, "We basically supported the Bush policy in the Middle East, but we have been very critical of his execution." Time now to call in Rachel Maddow, the host of the conveniently named Rachel Maddow Show on Air America Radio. Good evening.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Keith. Thanks for having me.
Well, many will no doubt react to our doing this segment by saying, and this is news why. But is there ambiguity here? I mean, we won't get access to the actual tape of what he said for a couple of weeks, but the print reporting simply says he was asked if his company managed to shape the agenda about Iraq, and he said, no, I don't think so. We tried. Is there more than one way to interpret that?
I don't think so. It seems to me to be a fairly unambiguous statement, which wouldn't be a problem if he was talking about a PR firm or if he was talking about some sort of ideological think tank with an axe to grind. The problem is that Fox News Channel bills itself as the thing that's trying to unspin America, right? The thing that's fair and balanced. It's trying to spin Americans away from the supposedly biased, agenda-driven news that the mainstream media gives us, and we can only trust Fox because they don't have an agenda. Now he's admitting they have an agenda. So either they need to change their tagline, or he has to back down from that in a much more serious way than he already has.
Well, it's a sales pitch phrase. I mean, it's a catchphrase. It doesn't mean anything. It's just fair and balanced. It might as well be green and purple. But if the meaning is as obvious as that, why on earth would Murdoch ever admit it?
That's the most interesting question here. I don't think that he's out of it enough at this point that he thinks, oh, I said it in Switzerland, nobody will know about it in America. I don't think it's that. I wonder, though.
Now, ask Eason Jordan about that in particular.
Yes, exactly. I wonder if there's a certain fatalism and a certain kind of flippancy born of fatalism among a lot of the really big deal people like Rupert Murdoch, who did bang the drum so loudly for this war. I mean, nobody in the world thinks this war is going well anymore except for the Cheney family. And people like Rupert Murdoch, who have to know how responsible they were for ginning up the support for it, I just wonder if he's a little bit self-destructive and flippant on this issue because he feels fatalist. And how else would you feel about it? Were you in his position? He's got to be carrying at least some guilt if he's a human being.
Well, presumably there could be some spin forward, too, to the follow-up, because the follow-up that he said was, we basically supported the Bush policy in the Middle East, but we have been very critical of its execution. Is he talking about one of his British newspapers? Is he trying to get people to feel that there has been some criticism of the war? Because I don't know anybody at Fox News who would admit they've been very critical of the Bush policy in Iraq.
No, and they continue to be incredibly critical of...
All right. Now, I've been talking about this for several years. He has TV networks and hundreds of newspapers from New Zealand to Australia to Tasmania to Germany to London to New York to Los Angeles to Mexico City. Outside the U.S., he demonizes America. Outside the U.S., they have an agenda for the one world government being unipolar based out of London, Berlin, Moscow. Then domestically, so America plays the part of the bad cop internationally, he keeps Americans asleep, making everybody think it's okay and that we're the good guys. So it's hubris. It's arrogance. It's we tried to influence it, but it didn't work. But in the final equation, so what? The government does what it wants now. People don't want open borders and amnesty. They don't want toll roads on existing roads. They don't want any of this, but you're still going to get it until we fundamentally take the system back. They've got the voting machines in place. And, of course, he knew at Davos World Economic Forum that would be picked up. Now, the question is, why is MSNBC running with it? They certainly, a large portion of it owned by defense contractors and the Rockefellers. Why are they doing this? It's because there's an inner fight between the globalists on how to execute the Iran attack or whether to execute it. And then notice that Keith Olbermann, though I like him, he's better than most, not as good as Lou Dobbs, in my opinion. Air America is going to save us. The Democrats are going to save us. The liberals are going to save us. So, again, it's pretty simple to analyze still inside that nutshell. Of course, in that control paradigm, of course, Murdoch is been saying that the mainstream media is dead, that it's going to fall apart, that the newspaper circulation and the mainstream TV is in deep trouble and will be a remnant of what it was. It basically already is a third of what it was. Almost a third of what it was. It's not quite 60%+ yet, but it's rapidly going that direction. So it is a clash of civilizations, and it's the establishment battling to maintain control with a bunch of arrogance and intimidation and hubris. But I think a lot of that is calculated to intimidate people, and it's not going to work. They can't make us run. Whether it's low-level scum or high-level scum, once people just get committed to something, it's 110% and further threats and FEMA camp threats and A-bombs going off threats. You know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I mean, things do not look rosy, but at least we're fighting. At least people are waking up. There's going to be a bigger battle and an escalation, but at least we're in the fight now and have a chance of winning. At least we're not laying down and taking it supine on our backs. I don't want to spend all day on this because I want to go back to your calls and other news items as promised, but we haven't written a proper response to Popular Mechanics and the book they published and the two cover stories they published in the Hearst Publishing House company, Popular Mechanics, the stuff we've seen the last 2 years from them. I mean, we wrote articles countering some of their lies and how they built the straw man and how it's a piece of propaganda. But I think it's more effective to simply, because we've done the debunking of their facts, it's more effective to point out that literally in the encyclopedia, next to the word, the term yellow journalism, you see a picture of William Randolph Hearst, a globalist, a New World Order minion who owned thousands of publications and who was just incredibly corrupt and who staged wars and was intimately involved with the government. I mean, he wrote the book on the media teaming up with the government to propagandize the American people. And Popular Mechanics and Hearst Publishing is no different today. So they also need to be attacked going through the things that Hearst Publishing did in Vietnam, the things that Hearst Publishing did in the Spanish-American War, the things they did in the Mexican-American War. I mean, literally staging events, making things up, lying. And look at it today. The first cousin, good family friends, Benjamin Chertoff, the Homeland Security Director, Michael Chertoff, writes a huge hit piece on myself and others. And so I get the question every week in email or sometimes on air, hey, what about this? What about this book? What about that? And I finally did read the book. On the website, they had some foreword by John McCain attacking me. I mean, it gets kind of scary at a certain level of my psyche to have John McCain and the editors of Popular Mechanics naming Alex Jones in the foreword. Because they put the first chapter on their website. I mean, my gosh, I mean, the literal eyes of the New World Order are staring directly at me. That's why it's so comical when local thugs and gangsters and ne'er-do-wells think they can intimidate me. It's like the Janis Joplin song, freedom's another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, if we ain't free. And that's where I stand. In fact, dig up that Janis Joplin song. We got a couple minutes before we go to break. I want to play the first 2 minutes of that, then we'll go to break. We'll come back, and it's Bobby McGee. We'll play that, and we'll come back, go to your calls, and continue for everybody that's holding. Todd and Justin and Dave and Andrew and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. I really haven't properly plugged the films yet today either. We'll do that later in the next hour. I hope you support us by visiting Infowars.com and everything that's available here, there. All right, here's Janis Joplin, the late great. Play a few minutes of this and go to break and come back.
Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. He rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time. I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy now when it sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, yeah, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything that we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me from the world. One day I'll miss. I let him slip away.
next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me. But it's feeling good was easy now when he sang the blues. That feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. La 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 la.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Welcome back. Don't forget we have a free podcast that downloads at 2 p.m. Central. You sign up for free at InfoWars.com, the full 3 hours. For free. Downloaded to your MP3 player or iPod at InfoWars.com. The transmission is re-aired 24 hours a day off our servers at InfoWars.com. Listen anytime you want to the streams or the podcast. And please, spread the word. Every month, tens of thousands are subscribing. All right, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's talk to Todd in Tejas. Been holding patiently. Welcome, Todd.
Hi there, brother. How you doing?
Good.
Just real quick, I'm a proud subversive working in one of the government training camps for our children. And I heard you addressing the fact that, you know, every time there's a build-up to war, there seems to be kind of a plethora of military clothing made available to the general populace at Target, you know, JCPenney's.
Yeah, well, and, let me be clear, and I'll let you finish. Yeah. Edward Bernays wrote in two books, and I covered this in Terror Storm, that leading up to a war, even a year before, they would make the style be military-type outfits, and then now it's camouflage, but it'd be like military lapels and dress, stylizing that, associating it with beauty and youth to basically suck people. So, I mean, there's that type of mass manipulation even going back 80 years. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'll go you one better. I've seen two sweatshirts in the junior high where I teach here in Texas, and one of them was of the All-Seeing Eye Pyramid printed on a very fashionable, it's mostly the hip-hop wear that it seems to be, that some seem to be appearing on. I've seen that. And All-Seeing Eye, the Illuminati eye symbol.
Yeah, it's All-Seeing Eyes and Skulls.
And Skulls. And, check this out, the other day this kid walked into my class, he had a Pepe Jeans sweatshirt on, covered in razor wire, barbed wire, it had some troops on it, and it had a patch from an old Tactical Air Command Air Force patch that had been replaced with Pepe jeans. So it's just getting ratcheted up. It's amazing.
Well, you know, you get catalogs in the mail, and a few of them were laying there on the coffee table for jewelry. And I opened up two different little magazines, and both of them just had page after page of different jewels made, you know, skull and crossbones. And you go to Target or you're walking down the street, it's just skulls everywhere, and not just on the young people, but just all, and people say, oh, well, that's a pirate motif. No, now it's integrated with war as well, and you can tell where a culture's going by its fashions, and they are doing it.
Right. And one more thing I got for you, kind of on a related with education. There's a gentleman by the name of Alan Quist. Are you familiar with him?
Ring my bell.
Okay, he's a former Minnesota legislator, and he has written a book called what's it called? But anyway, he talks about how the government against the 10th Amendment is now federally mandating curriculum. Well, they haven't been for a while, but he's just fascinating. He's got a book called Fed Ed.
No, it doesn't ring a bell. I don't remember. You know, I mean, I don't think I've seen that.
But he really goes into the.
I think I've heard of Fed Ed though.
Right. Well, it touches up upon the difference, especially through the social studies, because that's how social studies is a main force of manipulating, our culture.
Oh, yeah, that's where they really, you know, they spend no time on the Founding Fathers and half the book on the Civil War and, you know.
No Second Amendment. But, you know, the two, I'm doing a research.
I've got social studies books used right here in public schools in Austin where it says popularly thought to be an individual right. It is not.
Well, yeah, exactly. But it's fascinating. I'm doing a paper on this right now for my master's degree, and it's unbelievable stuff.
Well, when you're done publishing your thesis, send it to us. We'd like to. We post the people's papers from high school up to graduate level.
If I can do battles with this globalist university I'm working for.
All right. Listen, I'm out of time for this hour. Third hour, tons of news. Your call, straight ahead. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.